Greetings and love. Welcome to another episode of Fire Corner. Let's get right to it with some off-grid revelations.
A family who chose to leave behind the conveniences of modern infrastructure and live off the grid for a decade reflect on the lessons they wish they had known before making the leap. Lessons about the realities of energy independence, water access, food production, financial costs, and the emotional toll of isolation. It's not a romanticized tale of freedom, but a candid account of the challenges and rewards that come with self-sufficiency. You should know this because the idea of living off the grid is becoming more appealing to people who want sustainability, independence, or escape from rising costs and environmental concerns. But the reality is far more complex than simply installing solar panels and growing a garden. The family's experience shows that preparation, adaptability, and community support are essential. If you've ever thought about pursuing a more independent lifestyle, their story can help you avoid costly mistakes and unrealistic expectations. This can help you and those around you by offering practical insights into resilience. Even if you don't plan to move off the grid, the lessons about managing resources, planning for emergencies, and balancing independence with connection are universally useful. For example, learning how to store water, grow food, or generate backup power can make you more secure in times of crisis. It also encourages you to think critically about consumption and waste, which can benefit your household and community. This discovery can change society as you know it by challenging the assumption that modern infrastructure is the only path to security. If more people adopt even partial off-grid practices like solar energy, rainwater collection, or community gardens, it could reduce strain on public systems, lower environmental impact, and foster stronger local networks. The family story highlights that independence doesn't mean isolation. In fact, building supportive relationships with neighbors and local communities is crucial. That lesson could reshape how society balances individual freedom with collective responsibility. Other important information you should know is that the family emphasizes the emotional and psychological aspects of off-grid living. It's not just about technical skills, it's about patience, resilience, and the ability to handle setbacks. They also note the financial realities. While some costs decrease, others rise, especially when maintaining equipment or dealing with unexpected failures. Their honesty strips away the fantasy and replaces it with a roadmap for anyone considering a similar path. Ultimately, this article isn't just about one family's journey. It's about you, your choices, and the broader question of how society can live more sustainably. Whether you're curious about off-grid living or simply want to make your life more resilient, the lessons here remind you that independence requires preparation and sustainability requires balance.
All right. And up next, post-war baby boom, like you wouldn't expect.
Scientists have documented a decade-long conflict between two chimpanzee communities in Uganda, and the eventual victors experienced a surge in births once the war ended. This wasn't just a skirmish. It was a prolonged territorial battle that reshaped the social and reproductive dynamics of the groups involved. What makes this so compelling is that it offers a window into the evolutionary roots of human conflict, cooperation, and the consequences of dominance. You should know this because it highlights how deeply ingrained competition and conflict are in primate societies, including your own. The fact that the victorious chimpanzees enjoyed a baby boom after securing territory shows that power struggles can directly influence survival and reproduction. For you, this is a reminder that the structures of dominance, resource control, and social cohesion aren't just human inventions. They're part of a much older evolutionary story. Understanding this can help you see patterns in human society with greater clarity, whether in politics, economics, or even workplace dynamics. This can help you and those around you by reframing how you think about conflict resolution and cooperation. The chimpanzee story shows that while conflict can be destructive, it also reshapes opportunities for growth and renewal. In human communities, recognizing that periods of struggle often precede new opportunities could encourage you to approach challenges with resilience. It also underscores the importance of building systems that minimize destructive competition and maximize cooperative gains, because the outcomes of conflict ripple across generations. This discovery can change society as you know it by challenging assumptions about the origins of war and peace. If chimpanzees, your closest living relatives, engage in organized, prolonged conflict, then human warfare isn't an anomaly, but an extension of evolutionary behavior. That doesn't mean war is inevitable, but it does mean that understanding its roots can help you design better ways to prevent it. By studying how chimpanzees rebuild and thrive after conflict, you can learn lessons about reconciliation, resource distribution, and the importance of social stability. Imagine applying those insights to post-conflict human societies. It could reshape how peace agreements are structured and how communities recover. Other important information you should know is that scientists observed not only the baby boom, but also shifts in social alliances and territory control. The victors expanded their range, gained access to more resources, and strengthened their group cohesion. This suggests that the benefits of victory weren't just reproductive. They were structural, affecting every aspect of community life. It also raises ethical questions about how you interpret animal behavior. Are chimpanzees simply mirroring human tendencies, or are humans echoing theirs? Either way, the parallels are striking and worth reflecting on. Ultimately, this discovery isn't just about chimpanzees in Uganda. It's about you, your society, and the evolutionary forces that continue to shape behavior today. It's a reminder that conflict and cooperation are two sides of the same coin, and that the way you navigate them determines not just your present, but the legacy you leave for future generations.
True indeed. Speaking of generations of families and cousins.
There is a fascinating scientific discovery that traces the evolutionary connection between octopuses and squids back to a shared ancient ancestor. Researchers found genetic and anatomical evidence that these creatures, often seen as very different today, are linked through a lineage that stretches hundreds of millions of years. The vampire reference comes from the vampire squid, a living fossil that bridges traits between both groups and offers clues about how these animals adapted to deep-sea environments. You should know this because it changes how you think about evolution and the interconnectedness of life. Octopuses and squids are not just strange, alien-like creatures of the ocean. They are part of a story that reveals how species adapt and survive in extreme conditions. By understanding their shared ancestry, you gain insight into resilience, innovation, and the way life diversifies to fill every possible niche. This isn't just about marine biology. It's about recognizing that the roots of survival strategies are much older and more complex than you might imagine. This can help you and those around you by sparking curiosity about the natural world and encouraging respect for ecosystems that often go unnoticed. The deep sea is one of the least explored environments on Earth, yet it holds answers to questions about climate change, biodiversity, and even medical breakthroughs. Learning about the evolutionary link between octopuses and squids can inspire you to see connections in your own life between disciplines, cultures, or communities that might not be obvious at first glance, but are essential for growth and survival. This discovery can change society by reinforcing the importance of scientific exploration and conservation. If society begins to value the lessons hidden in the deep ocean, it could shift priorities toward protecting fragile ecosystems and investing in research that uncovers new knowledge. The vampire squid's survival in low-oxygen, high-pressure environments could even inform technology or medicine, showing you how ancient adaptations can inspire modern solutions. Imagine a society that looks to nature not just for resources, but for wisdom. This kind of discovery pushes you closer to that vision. Other important information you should know is that cephalopods like octopuses and squids are renowned for their intelligence, problem-solving skills, and ability to camouflage. Their evolutionary success is not just about physical traits, but also about behavioral innovation. The vampire squid, in particular, is a reminder that survival doesn't always mean dominance. Sometimes it means finding a niche and thriving quietly for millions of years. That lesson is powerful for you, Progress isn't always about being the strongest or fastest, but about adapting wisely to your environment. Ultimately, this article isn't just about ocean creatures. It's about you, your society, and the way you interpret survival and connection. The ancient link between octopuses and squids is a metaphor for the hidden ties that bind all living things, reminding you that resilience and creativity are universal forces shaping life across time.
Speaking of time and stories, there's been a lot omitted, so let's add something to it right now.
A 3.4-million-year-old fossilized foot found in Ethiopia is now confirmed by scientists to have belonged to a distinct ancient human relative called Australopithecus diarrhemida. This species lived alongside the famous Lucy, Australopithecus afarensis, and challenges long-held assumptions about human evolution. This discovery matters because it reshapes how you understand human origins. For decades, Lucy's species was thought to be the only hominin in that region 3 million years ago, and many believed it was the direct ancestor of modern humans. But the Bertel foot, with its opposable big toe adapted for climbing, proves that another species was thriving at the same time. That means human evolution wasn't a straight line from one ancestor to us. It was a branching, complex story with multiple species, experimenting with different ways of living. This highlights how diverse and adaptive our lineage has always been. And it reminds you that survival and progress often come from variety, not uniformity. And it can help you and those around you by reframing how you think about identity, diversity, and resilience. Just as multiple hominin species coexisted and adapted differently, societies today benefit from multiple perspectives, skills, and approaches. Recognizing that our ancestors were in a single linear path, but a mosaic of possibilities can inspire you to value diversity in your community, workplace, and relationships. It's a reminder that progress doesn't come from one right way, but from many paths converging and sometimes competing. The impact of this discovery is profound. It challenges the narrative that one dominant ancestor led directly to us, instead showing that coexistence and experimentation were central to human survival. If you apply that lesson today, it could change how you view social structures, innovation, and even conflict. Rather than seeing differences as threats, you might see them as essential to resilience and growth. In a world grappling with polarization, climate change, and technological disruption, this evolutionary lesson could encourage more inclusive and adaptive thinking. Also, you should know is that Australopithecus diarrhemida was identified not only from the foot, but also from jaw bones found in 2015. These fossils suggest that this species had different feeding strategies and locomotion compared to Lucy's group. That means early hominins were already experimenting with varied diets and habitats, which likely gave them evolutionary advantages. It also casts doubt on whether Lucy's species alone was the ancestor of Homo sapiens, opening the door to new debates and discoveries in paleoanthropology. Ultimately, this discovery isn't just about bones in the ground. It's about rewriting the story of where you come from, reminding you that human history is richer, more complex, and more collaborative than you may have been taught. It's a call to embrace complexity in your own life and society, because that's what has always driven human survival and progress.
Each and every time is a good time when y'all join. Thank y'all. And until next time, when we meet at the crossroads, peace.